And the polls are open in Spain's northeast region of Catalonia, where people are voting on independence from Spain. The vote has been controversial. Spain won't even recognize it, but Catalonia is going ahead anyway. Reporter Lauren Freire is at a polling station in Barcelona. So, Lauren, what are you seeing? What's the atmosphere like? Everything appear to be going smoothly at this point?
Rachel, there are lines around the block at this polling station where I am. I've been speaking with whole families, three generations, one family pushing their grandmother in a wheelchair up to the polling station. This polling station has special significance because it's in a school where Catalan refugees were bombed and killed during the Spanish Civil War. And a lot of independence feeling here goes back to that war. Now, this is pretty unscientific, but the majority of people I've spoken with have said they're voting yes to independence. And that's what was expected because these results are non-binding. It's a symbolic vote. And so it's mostly activists participating, people who want change.
We said that the Spanish government isn't even recognizing this, but have they had more to say about this vote?
That's right. The Spanish central government in Madrid considers this vote illegal. The Constitution of Spain says the unity of the country is indivisible. And so the government takes that to mean that no one region can break away. For a while, it looked like the Catalan government might back down and not hold this vote. And then they came up with another plan to recruit volunteers to administer the voting. So these polling places here are staffed by tens of thousands of volunteers, not civil servants, who would otherwise be in violation of Spanish law if they were to staff the polling stations.
So what happens tomorrow once all the voting is over? If this vote is just symbolic, why does it matter to people so much?
So that largely depends on turnout. If we have only 10% of Catalans voting, for example, it's not a real accurate gauge of what Catalans want. But if turnout is high, and take the example of Scotland, for example. Scotland voted on independence in September. Turnout was more than 85%. And Scots ultimately voted to stay in the UK, but that result was considered legitimate because turnout was high. So organizers here are hoping for something similar. There's been a huge Get Out the Vote campaign, and they're hoping that with a high turnout, that might force negotiations with Madrid.
So they're hoping that this could actually create change, that maybe it wouldn't just be a symbol.
Well, I have to tell you, there are two questions on the ballot. The two questions are, do you want Catalonia to be a state, and do you want that state to be independent? So that first question gives the Catalans negotiating room for statehood within Spain, devolving of more rights, some sort of federal system, renegotiating a fiscal pact to collect more taxes locally. It's not going to be easy. Both sides agree this is going to be a long process.
Reporter Lauren Freire in Barcelona at a polling station. Thanks so much, Lauren.
You're welcome.